Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of Blog Talk Radio, the Optimize My Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection. And we're excited today to bring to you, today is Health, Wealth, and Prosperity Monday. Gary Helfenstein is generally our host, and I know that he has, it's being Christmas week. He has family from out of town visiting. He's got all kinds of, the family things going on, which is great. So I'm not sure if he's going to make it to the show today or not, but he might realize and, a lot of things are on the platter these days. So if he doesn't make it, we understand, and it's okay. But I just want to make sure everybody knows that we operate a blog radio show Monday through Friday at noon to 1. And today we have different topics or ideas that we share on specific days. So we really never know who's going to be calling in by invite. Sometimes people might, because they know it's the day that talks about four season exercise and living. And Gary, of course, being the skier that he is, brings to the table an expertise and an outlook that if you are someone who loves the outdoors and you love it this time of year, you get into the snow hitting the slopes and people like to gather around exercise and family time. And then a lot of us like to get near the hot chocolate and the fireplace. So, to enjoy the wonderfulness of watching the people go down the hills, I always say, and Gary teases me about that, but then I've got water in my veins, and he's got the he doesn't freeze up like I do. But hello, Gary, glad to see you.
Well, good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everybody to the winter season. And although we are called Four Season Fitness during these winter months, we concentrate on skiing or snow sports in general, because it's much more than skiing, as Ron's indicated. There's a social element. But going back to the recreation, there are snow bikes, there are snow boards, there are inner tubes, there are sleds, there are toboggans, and there's just enjoying the hiking and snowshoeing of that during the winter season. But anyway, the winter season is upon us here in the Northeast. And we've already had our first snowfalls, and last night we hit a low of 17. So I'm sure as the ground freezes up, we'll be making snow. So, Ron, if you don't mind, I'll just tell them and update them what's going on with the Ski With Me specialized seasonal segment of Four Season Fitness, which is part of the Hope Collection 5-day-a-week radio, actually 6-day-a-week radio broadcast. Does that sound good to you, Ron?
Well, it does, but let me, I'm going to be able to hang on here, but I'm trying to, like you, and I just shared with everybody that you had company in for the weekend, and you're getting ready to go south, get out of the snow, so you'll be traveling, this being such a busy family week holiday, and with all the other things that have been happening, it just makes it wonderful, and I wasn't sure if... So I just kind of said and was leading until you did come out. I'm glad you did, but I wanted to share something with you. Linda came home last week, her office, office party, so to speak. People work together, and the gals, and my wife is an executive secretary, which she's very proud of. A lot of women today, a lot of people in the world don't understand and appreciate what a secretary is, and as there are fewer and fewer of them, the more valuable they are, because people realize they really are administrative assistants. And she is incredible. Well, anyways, one of the prizes, gifts that she received, a little gift box. And in this box, Gary, you'll appreciate this because it says, "Now you can." And on the other side, it says, "Try Heineken 0.0. What I've got in my hand is a 5-ounce can of Heineken 00 beer, the best non-alcoholic beer that you can buy. But it's a little sample, and I thought of you when I opened it up, and she brought it home, and she couldn't wait for her to get home to share it with me. I wanted to share it with you that, and now and they have this little token gifty item, this little promotional item, but it just hit because you and I, of course, have founded a liking for this product, and it's pretty cool. So I thought I'd share that with you, and before you moved into there, because, you know, having a nice cold one, even when it's cold out sometimes, is a treat. So I didn't want to just wave with the direction you were going to go in, but I had to share that with you, Gary.
thank you, Ron. A gentleman and a scholar as usual. Ron, let me just tell you what's going on from the production end here. I'll just update our listeners on some of the directions which Ski With Me and the Hope Collection is headed. Then I'll turn it back over to you, and I'll bow out early and leave it up to you.
Well, I was going to bow out and leave it up to you because this is your show.
Well, we can always just close it down. Should I go ahead with some of the great things that are going on?
Yeah, because it will be in archives, and I want to make sure we have that, you know. We're not having, I will announce, we are not having a Friday, Christmas Eve, Friday or Christmas, Saturday. We're not having any blog radio shows on Christmas or New Year weekend. So just to keep everybody informed.
Well, I'll take that opportunity to say the similar pattern will likely replicate itself 1 week later when it's the New Year's holiday.
Right, yes.
All right. Well, I will continue on. Here's one thing that always befuddles me. I did try and call in as the host, but someone beat me to it, and that's a good thing. When I call in as the host, I have to keep my phone open or I lose it, or the whole program gets shut down. I've proven that or showed it twice when I said, I got to go, and hung up, and the whole show went dead. So, Ron, you opened the show up. If you hang up, is it going to go dead like it does for me?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna find out. All right.
I'm not. That's not an area that I'm gonna, you know, technically talk about today because I don't want to go there. It's
all right.
If we have,
well, I'll take it from here and just tell you that some amazing things are happening. And although I tend to talk locally because the Buffalo Ski Center right outside here in Western New York is fundamental to some of the things that Ski With Me is doing, I kind of call it our home base. But everything that Ski With Me does on a local basis is being replicated in a regional and even a national basis. So forgive me if I talk about this. But if I talk at a regional level, I'm going to inform our audience that great things are happening in the Pennsylvania Wilds, northern counties of Tioga and Potter County. There is a little defunct area there now called the Ski Denton, and it's part of 740 acres of a state parkland. And in 1956, they put in their first ski lift and then upgraded it and worked on a concessionaire basis because it's a state park. Nobody owns a state park. It's owned by the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But they do what's called a concessionaire agreement. And by the way, the vast majority of the Western ski areas are really concession operations operating on national forest land. Well, the same thing is here, is Denton Hills actually operates on state forest land, or they don't call it a state, they call it the Commonwealth. So bear with me as I try and use the correct terminology, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But of all things, they call it a state park, so go figure. So anyway, at Denton Hills, following some of the energy and the business back and the business plan of Ski With Me, we're putting in a bid to open this up as the general operator or concessionaire of this operation. And so all of this came about because of the connections made through the Hope Collection and the energy that's come with the local Hope Collection Center, or I call it the Hope Center. It's still the same acronym, THC, the Hope Center of Western New York. And, of course, Ron Clayton is the head of that TH Center here in Western New York. He's also the soon-to-be-announced or renominated or reelected, whatever the formal path is. Again, he's going to step into the CEO or the presidential leadership of the Hope Collection. And then he's deployed or assigned one of his newer advisors to see what sort of things can be done to expand the outreach of the Hope Collection, better collect all of the information and then disseminate it out in various ways, one of which is Blog Talk Radio. So that kind of explains why we're here and what's going on. So we are cutting a path, setting an example and a model for the rest of the nation in several ways. Number one, with the aspect of one of eight aspects of the Hope Collection, which is health and wellness. That's where recreation and outdoor education come in. And in that one respect, however, we're then showing, leading as an example of how the digital technology can be used to greatly increase the efficiency and organization of the Hope Collection in general. And, of course, the Hope Collection, I think, as many of you have heard, is closely associated with the Golden Rule Society. And in a similar fashion, that same model is being set up with the Golden Rule Society, or the GRS. So in the new year, the GRS is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And coming out in this 50th anniversary, there's going to be a collaboration or partnership with the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection. And we're going to use a model, Light Ski With Me, or the Boston Colden Business Association. And all of them basically are public service corporations. Many of them are nonprofits. But the whole point is we're not so much interested in profit or even interested at all in profit. It's serving the public, the essence of any charitable organization such as the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society, or the Wellness Institute of Greater Buffalo, and the little Ski With Me program called My First Ski, if we even include it. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed approach. It's from the bottom down, from the bottom up, little operations here like My First Ski or the Boston Colden Business Association, and we're demonstrating how we can use the resources that come from the top down. That's the big national and international C3s working down to regional or local, like the Hope Center of Western New York, and then how those resources can be used by the little guys like me and Ski With Me and My First Ski. So, Ron, thank you for letting me explain what's happening. It's kind of like a preview of what's coming in the months to come, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you, Gary. Before maybe, you know, before we finish up, I want to share, and I'm going to introduce to our blog radio listeners, the Hope blog radio listeners, that our operation is evolving. We have actually Joel uncovered several years ago an organization, and it was spoken on this show. In fact, Patty Sutherland, a representative of Talk Fusion, who introduced that whole program to Joel Griffin and the Hope Collection, it has a very unique program project that gives and empowers organizations, private businesses, nonprofits, organizations that want to communicate need to. First of all, they offer a competitive process, live video, streaming, conference capability. They offer newsletter tie-in, newsletter and website presence and operations in that direction. Just a lot of benefits, and we may be, in fact, we're looking to take advantage of incorporating that, and perhaps that'll be the mode and direction as the blog radio program goes forward, because it has similar features, but it also has a video tied to it. So we may be looking at that, and that's been a desire. The one difference that the show that I love of having a radio show like this, Gary, is that if we're doing this show and we're talking to someone out in California, well, right now it's 6 in the morning out there, 6:30, and sometimes they're just getting up. And if you're here on the show in the East, that's not a problem because by noon you're usually dressed. But on the West Coast, you may not be. So it creates an issue that you got to be prepared to be live on television on the video if we're using that system. So there is a benefit this way. This is a radio show that people can work from their computer at their desk at work and operate and call in. Or they don't even have to. They can just be operating from their computer and their handheld device called a phone. But anyways, I just want to let you know that we are moving forward with utilizing some tools that have been vetted and checked out. Now we're really excited that's going to be part of the whole bag of tricks that HOPE is using to communicate more broadly and more efficiently in the world. So just want to say thank you and thanks, Gary, because of your expertise and the operating on the back office of programs like this, it's going to be very, very beneficial. And so I thank you. So as you travel, Gary, I just want to say to you that you have safe trip travel and those family situations that you're dealing with. And you're and obviously good to be able to be together and share is an uplifting at this time of year. It certainly is the time. You know, gifts are given because a gift was given. And I'll finish this out today to say we're thankful for that. Greatest gift that was ever given in the world was a gift of life. And so we thank you. Gary, have a good day. Bye now.